Inside, Guzman Tree Service and Landscaping. KVOE Live and Local 828, Sunshine, 63 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And the Radical Champions fundraiser continues for Radical Life. We have almost a full boat here in the Roger Hartsook interview room. We have Lindsay Smith joining us. We have Jackie and Edie Ambrose and Laura Spencer here talking about not only the campaign, but also the work of Radical Life. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you in. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Oh, very, very good. Yeah.
Good. Jackie and Edie, good morning to both of you. How's it going?
Good.
Good. We're happy to be here.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you in with us here today. Lindsay, let's talk a little bit about the Radical Champions effort right now. And I guess let's start with the status report. How are things going here so far on the fundraiser?
Wonderful.
What? Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
It started 29 minutes ago.
All right.
And kind of rocking it ahead of schedule. Already got some donations in the last week. Mm-hmm. We have an event tonight Laura will tell you about. We have our kickoff lunch this afternoon, which is why I smell like barbecue right now, and
that's
I'm hungry.
Not a problem.
We have events tomorrow, a benefit ride. We have things starting, kicking off today too. So just really, really cool. We're excited. We're really, really pumped for this year.
What do you see as leading to this amount of energy and I guess maybe interest at this stage of things? Because I know that this is kind of sounds like what you would want to have going into a large fundraiser.
I think the coolest part for me is seeing how many people are so willing to help. And, you know, the first year we did this, we asked, you know, we were like, let's ask 10 people. And it was hard to get 10 people to be like, oh, yeah, we'll tell people about Radical Life. And now I didn't even have to ask 6 of the champions. They're like, oh, yeah, we're doing that. We already know what we're doing this year. And then, you know, our other ask, it wasn't even me getting the question out a lot of times. Like, they were like, okay, here's what I've been thinking about. And so other people being so excited about our mission and our purpose and what we do really just reaffirms to Chad and I, like, we're on the right path. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing to help families in our community. It makes it easier to do our jobs.
Cool. Now, before we start talking here with Laura, with Jackie and Edie here, let's remind folks what Radical Life is all about, the work that you guys do, and really why this fundraiser is so important to the work that you do.
So we are a nonprofit located here in Emporia, and we help families bring safety and stability to their home. So we started working with people who predominantly had their kids in the foster care system, and we were working to get them back at home. We wanted to have a safe, stable home for them to come back to. It's kind of evolved to people who have their kids in juvenile justice, people who are getting out of the criminal system, graduating drug court themselves, anything where a family is facing some instability and really just needs some extra help. We wrap around them in ways no other agency has or can or will, and we kind of just become a really big family and focus on how do we grow where we need to grow and how do we stabilize the strengths we already have.
Good deal. All right, Laura, this I think is a good time to introduce you here. Let's talk a little bit about what got you interested in being part of Radical Champions and the Radical Life.
Yeah.
Really push here to help families in the community.
Yes. So I volunteered one time and I was like, where are we going? It was with my small group at church, and we just went on a Monday night, and it was like, whoa, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Then did it a second time and it was more contagious. I have time to volunteer. Can I help in the kitchen? It was kind of perfect timing because somebody was about to move that was always a consistent helper in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Now it's me and my friend Karen, and we are there every Monday night just witnessing how incredible these families are, how incredible the staff are that call the family leaders and the mission that they have and just the growth. And so, yeah, you want to be able to help in any way possible. And so I am an artist who tonight at the Friday Art Walk will be at the Gravel Roasters. location in the with the in the Trox building too.
Sure. Yep.
And yeah, we'll be selling some artwork for them. One original painting and then three different landscape prints.
Okay. Yeah. I want to get back to that point you made about this being contagious. Was there one thing about your first couple of volunteer efforts that kind of popped out that contagious atmosphere, or was it really the entire experience for you?
Oh, that's yeah, I would say the whole experience, but also the people, they just want to be there, everyone. Like, families were comfortable, and, like, the volunteers just, they kept coming, and you'd see the same faces, and they were just so kind, and you could see everyone's heart, and that is our weekly prayer on Monday nights, where it's just, we pray that we will be this glow that people want to come back to. And I felt that. And it was just, yeah, you want to be like them.
What was it that prompted you to decide to go from volunteer to champion?
I got to sit down with a good friend, and she was like, you want to be a champion? And I was like, I don't know what that means.
And she 5 minutes later, you knew all about it, right?
Right, exactly. I got handed a little pamphlet, and it was like, hey, help us push our mission forward. And, I mean, last year, we didn't even have a building in mind, and now it's like, there's a building in mind, happening.
Talk about that here in a second.
Yes, please do. So to even in 1 year see how much, and the idea that we can help even more families, it's like more money is even more important pushing this.
Yeah. Laura Spencer joining us here again as we talk about the Radical Life overall process and also the Radical Champions fundraiser, which officially launched here, as Lindsay mentioned, at the top of the hour and is underway now. Let's talk with Jackie and Edie Ambrose. Jackie, let's talk about what got you started here with Radical Life and how you became a Radical Champion.
Sure. So it all started when Lindsay approached me in 2023 about becoming a Radical Champion. I hadn't even met Lindsay, but she knew my husband, and he had been involved a little bit with them. And I had heard all about them and was really gung-ho about what they were doing, but I was just home raising my kids and thought, that's not for me right now. And she came and said, will you spend a month trying to help us raise awareness and money? And I was like, yeah, how can I say no, right? Mm. So I got in, jumped in that year and participated. My kids helped a little bit. And so then last year I roped in my husband and the kids helped again.
You roped him in.
Yep. And then this year we're going all in, and it's not just me. It's not just my husband, Chris, and me. It's the whole Ambrose family. So we're all doing it.
All right, Edie, let's talk about what this is like for you. And let's talk a little bit about was the book that you wrote here for last year.
Yeah, the book last year that you wrote.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what inspired you for that.
Last year, well, we love to go on hikes, and my grandparents have a farm, and we just love to explore the farm. Mm-hmm. And then we just thought, I want to write a book. And mom had some binding supplies, and we just wrote a book and printed out the stuff and colored it like a coloring sheet. And then we had a book, and then we showed it on Facebook. Then when we started Radical Life Champion Campaign stuff, I'm like, hey, I want to put my book together so that we can sell it.
Mm-hmm. Use that as a fundraiser then?
Mm-hmm.
What was the book about? Was it about the farm?
It was about us kids getting lost in a forest.
Ooh, okay. And able to get out of the forest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. What is it like to be part of this effort with the whole family this time around? I know it's getting started now, but what is this like?
Well, it's always a bit fun. It's always fun. And this year my friend is doing it. So I'm just really excited about this year, and this year I'm actually going all in, because last year I had made a book, sold it, then also made jewelry and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're gonna do lots more to help.
Can you say what lots more means, or is that more of a stay tuned, you'll find out later?
Stay tuned, you'll find out later.
Are you sure?
Jackie, you sound like you're as interested in getting this out to the public as the rest of us are hearing about.
Well, we do have a big thing this year.
Do you?
In that, Edie wanted to write another book. She wanted to write a sequel to her first book, The Way Home. And her brother, Tuff, wanted to help. So they have written a sequel that they're going to launch as part of this campaign.
Nice.
And 50% of the proceeds from their book during the campaign will go straight to Radical Life. So yes, there's going to be another The Way Home. It's called The Way Home, The Tall Grass Prairie.
Ooh, okay.
And it is already for sale on Amazon or directly from the kids.
Nice. I want to ask you, Jackie, too, what else do you have going as far as fundraising is concerned here? And Laura, I'm going to get your thoughts here more on some of the other fundraisers that you may have coming up. But what do you have as far as other additional fundraisers here to help the effort going?
Sure. So the big one that our family is going to do is we're going to host a Radical Life fun ride. So this is for gravel cyclists. We've got a Facebook event up already, and we're sharing the word about that. But there will be like a flatter 12-mile ride and then kind of a more hilly 14-mile ride. Kind of the murder ordained route people like to do here locally. So that's going to be 9 a.m. Saturday, October 18th. And we'll meet over by like the police station and head out together after getting some snacks and talking about Radical Life. And so we're just asking people to make a donation to participate. Maybe like $20, you know, is suggested. But yeah, so we're looking for them to do that. Go out on a ride and have some fun and just learn a little bit about Radical Life, reach a community that maybe we haven't reached out to yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have other opportunities to do things too. The kids are launching their book, so they'll be selling that. And then my kids love to, you know, paint and make jewelry and crafts and things like that, treats. So kind of throughout the campaign, we'll have little goodies for sale from them as well. And then we're also going to help our friends, the Fosters, who are Radical Champions as well. They're a team. Mm-hmm. Joe and Allison Foster and their four kids. They're going to be doing a benefit concert at their house.
Nice.
That's going to be, let's see here. I'm trying to remember which day. The 25th, I think. It's 6 to 8 p.m. on the 25th. So they're doing a very like cool, intimate, in-person house concert. And they're going to be selling tickets, $25 each. They'll have 40 limited seats. So, you know, kind of get in there and go and be able to listen to some great music from some local performers, eat some really delicious food because Allison is an amazing cook.
Nice.
Makes amazing, amazing treats all the time. And I'm sure they'll have more details on their champions page for Radical Life's website. And we will as well for what we're doing for the Ambrose family as well. But we'll be supporting them at their event.
Okay. Edie, I have to ask, what's it like to work with a co-author? Work with your brother on this book.
Well, it's different than last year when we did it, but it was actually easier because there's more people doing the work. You get it done quicker, and this year it was harder because we had a lot more pages than last year, so it was good to have Tuff helping us.
Good, good, good. All right, Laura, what else do you have going in addition to the art sale tonight?
Yeah, so I started actually early last Saturday. I was at the Chalk Fest.
Okay.
And yeah, so that is over and done. Sad. But no, the art walk, 5 to 8 tonight. And then, yeah, you can buy just directly through me the rest of the month.
Okay. Lindsay, we don't have a lot of time left, but let's talk about the new building. Because this is something that you and Chad had teased a couple of weeks ago when you first joined us to open things up. How are things going on the new building?
Well, we got it on Wednesday morning.
All right.
So right now, things are just kind of settling in. We have met with people, our contractors, on what we need to do for remodeling parts of the space. Mm-hmm. And then starting this coming Wednesday, we're going to start offering workday Wednesdays where you can sign up from our website or reach out to us on Facebook, social media, whatever. We'll send you the Sign Up Genius link, but we are going to have different groups of people coming in and doing different things. So at Radical Life, we're big on functioning with your skill set. So if you cannot paint, do not sign up to paint my building. But if you can paint, please sign up to paint my building.
Right.
Where you need floors mopped and walls wiped. And, you know, Laura and Karen and the kitchen team are going to come and clean out the kitchen and organize that so we can get our stuff moved in. We're so excited. So we have lots of opportunities for people to bless us, including our Amazon wish list, which will help us get moved in, too. So a lot of moving pieces and parts. We're hoping to be in by December 1st, and we are so stinking excited.
Okay, you have to, or maybe you don't have to, but we really want to know where this is.
Yeah, that helps.
It does help, yes.
28 Sullivan, the First Friends Church.
Okay, good deal. Well, for folks that want to be part of the Radical Champions effort, learn more at RadicalLifeEmporia.com. And again, this is just getting started here today. The new space, 528 Sylvan, just now in Radical Life's hands. And again, that Workday Wednesday is beginning next week. Have we missed anything before we wrap things up here this morning?
We're just super grateful for the community support. It just blows our minds every time. And even sitting here listening to people, I'm just like, oh, it makes my heart so happy. I'm so grateful. So.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck with the fundraising. Best of luck getting the new space all set and ready to go for the needs that you have coming up here and serving the community. Thanks again for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Our guests here today from Radical Life, Lindsay Smith. We also have Jackie Ambrose and Edie Ambrose and Laura Spencer. It's now 844 on KVOE Live and Local.
Thank you all, KVOE Live and Local, 844. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is still shut down. President Trump just posting an AI-generated video depicting the budget director as the Grim Reaper as the administration threatens mass firings for furloughed federal workers. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs due in a New York courtroom shortly for his sentencing on prostitution-related charges, ABC